Listen, if you're a coffee lover or you just like a donut here and there or a tea or you like to stick it to the man, then you should be happy you dropped by right now. Because our next guest we had on in May 2020 when he told us that he'd figured out a way to beat Roll Up the Rim contest. See, when Roll Up the Rim went digital in 2020, it facilitated the convergence of two passions that Mike Wallace had. And that is statistics and contests. And he has even found a way now to beat the Roll Up the Rim app even more because it deals with the best time to play. Michael Wallace joins the show right now. He's a statistics professor at the University of Waterloo. And I'm sorry I called you Mike. I hope that's what your good friends call you, Michael, because it's your second time back.
It's what my mother calls me. I'll make an exception.
It's what your mom calls you. Well, then I'm in great company.
Yep.
So you have found a way to up the ante here and play even more smart when it comes to Roll Up the Rim. Can you just talk about why the digital version allows you to kind of figure it out, crunch the numbers, and beat it?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, back in 2020, they changed the game. They took it off the cups. We're no longer rolling up physical cups. We're doing it all on that digital app. And when games like this change from a physical game to an online or a digital implementation, that can often create little opportunities for us to, find some kind of edge, so to speak. And one of the big things about the change to the digital app is that you get to choose when to enter the contest, what time of day you play. And what that means is you can do a little bit of strategy. And the way the game is set up, it means that the time you play matters because you're kind of in direct contest with other people. Other people playing, you want to play when people aren't. You want to find those times of days when the fewest people are playing. And back in 2020, I was able to do pretty well out of that. Then there's been a bit of a chess match, I think, going on between me and Tim's. They keep tweaking the rules. I keep tweaking my strategy. And so this time around, I was able to go a little bit further and actually do a lot more sophisticated statistics to come up not just with roughly when's the best time to play, but what I think is mathematically the best time to play.
It all comes down to time of day then, because you've got fewer people competing against you.
Exactly. And previously, I was guessing. I figured, maybe 4:30 a.m. That seemed about right, because it's not a super easy problem because this is a nationwide contest. So you've got to think about all those different time zones, when people are going to sleep, when they're getting up. And so I had previously just been guessing what time to play. But then this year, Tim's was actually publishing data that I, as a statistician, was able to use. Because if you show a statistician data, we're going to get very excited. We're going to try and find a way to use it. And I was able to use those data they were publishing to get a much more accurate data-driven idea of when we should be playing.
So if they would have just been schmums the word and not tried to foil you, they wouldn't have given you the upper hand by publishing their own data. I love that so much. I know other people that want to stick it to the man do as well. So this data that's published allows you to crack the code on when you're most likely to win. Is this cheating?
I don't think so. This is all publicly available data. I'm very careful. I read the rules very, very carefully to make sure I never cross the line. One thing in particular with these data they were publishing, I could, if I wanted to, have actually written a little computer program to gather these data automatically. But I know from reading the rules that that's you're not allowed to do that. So I was a very well-behaved statistician. I was checking the website myself. I was hitting refresh from time to time, gathering data. The fact that I was doing it myself meant I had little gaps because, I believe it or not, statisticians sleep sometimes. So there were times a day where I wasn't getting the data. And that's where the stats came in. That really allowed me to do some more sophisticated analyses to pinpoint this time without breaking any of those rules and without, I hope, cheating.
Okay, somebody right now is listening and they're pulling their hair out because they're like, come on, what's the time? When should I be playing Roll Up the Rim? You save your rolls, so save your cups, save your rolls, and when should you go online and play?
Okay, well, this has got to be between us, okay? Because
Let's keep it between you and me and your mom.
if everyone does this,
Yeah.
the strategy will change. But if it's just you and me, what my math tells me is that 3:16 a.m. That's the sweet spot. That's when you want to play. So that's what I did. I tried that myself. I did a little test. I managed to get my win rate up to almost 80%.
80%? What was it before?
So back in 2020, it was my best year. That's when I won 98% of the time. But then they changed the rules a bit. I actually dropped down to zero. I got back up to about 30%. And then last year, I got back up to about 40%. So you can see I've been sort of in this little battle. But this year, I did this extra work because finding out that best time was like around closer to 3 a.m. I'd been doing it at closer to 4 a.m. So I had actually been playing a little bit inefficiently. So what this analysis allowed me to do was find that better time to play.
So what have you won so far?
Well, that's what people always ask me, if you want a car or something. And the reality is no. So I've won lots of coffees. I'm pleased to report that as you may be able to detect from my accent, I'm originally from England. I mainly go to Tim's for the tea. So when I say I've won coffees, in reality, I've won a lot of tea. That's what keeps me going. But I haven't won any of the big prizes yet. I often joke, I actually have very bad eyesight. So it's probably best for everyone that I don't win one of the cars. Like you don't want to see me behind the wheel of one of those things. But I go into this knowing that I'm almost certainly not going to win one of those big prizes, because the reality of this contest is it's a little bit of an added extra. You know, it's a free entry on top of your usual purchase. And so those big prizes are out there. But to give a sense of it, there are 20 million prizes available in the contest. Of those 20 million prizes, there are 15 cars. So that means if you know for sure that your next entry is going to win, like if you know you're going to win on your next play, the chances you win a car are still less than 1 in a million. So it's, you know, it could happen, and it does happen. Like, we can track those data and we can see that people are winning those big prizes. But the chances it would happen even to someone like me who's, you know, spending all this time is pretty low. But I'm fine with that. I'm in it for the love of stats.
Okay, so you've said that the best time to play is 3:16 a.m. to increase your time, your chance of winning. But Michael, I'm no fool. I know you haven't just been talking to me. You've been talking to, you know, newspaper outlets. People know they're publishing the time. So could this just be part of your strategy, like using us, and then you'll crunch all the numbers and find the other best time to play, which you will keep to yourself?
Oh, that's very clever. You're thinking further ahead than I am. I like it.
Is this part of the grand ruse?
So I'll be honest. Like, I'm going to investigate. I'm going to be tracking these numbers still, and I'm going to see if there's any changes. To see if this strategy does change. What I will say to people is that if you're thinking, well, do I really want to get up at 3 a.m. and what if I do and everyone else is doing it? My advice there is that Just try and play as late in the day as you can. Like, in reality, I can show not just the best time to play, but also when the worst time to play is. And generally speaking, once you're through like the morning rush and the early afternoon, as the day goes on, you get more and more likely to win. So even if you're not thinking I'm gonna stay up till 3 a.m. I'm gonna do what Professor Wallace said, and there is that risk that if everyone does that, things will change a little bit. But at the very least, you know that the later you're playing, probably the better. And that would definitely be the advice I'd offer.
All right. And you just mentioned it yourself. You're a professor, Michael. So you use a strategy to also teach lessons on stats and contests. How deep do you go? Do you focus mainly on Tim Hortons, or do you move over to other contests within your class?
I do vary up the contest a bit. I use some pizza chains and stuff. But Tim's does give me a lot of ammunition this season. They also have a hockey prediction game. I've been doing a lot of stats on their hockey prediction game, and I've used that in class as well. So my lectures may feel a little bit sponsored by Tim Hortons, but I always stress they absolutely are not.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.